Today's Shi'ez Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amen Aleph at the Mishnah towards the Tafet Amid. Says the Mishnah, Kacher Evd Kachavim, a carbon that was donated by a Nachri to be brought as a carbon. Ein Chayav Alam Shem Pigel, Nice Lechamei. The halachas that we've discussing so extensively that there's halacha Pigel and Nice Lechamei are not applicable to a carbon bought by a Nachri. Vashachtim Bechutz. And also another halacha that we've discussed, that a carbon may not be brought chutz la'zara. The halacha is that that too is not, that is potter, the halacha of bringing a carbon chutz la'zara doesn't apply. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon. Whereas Rav Yossi's opinion is that mechayiv, that kotshe nochrim are treated like Kacha Yisrael. The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel discusses what is the halacha, which type of a carbon may a Nachri bring. And the Gemara says that the Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that a Nachri could only bring a carbon oila. And if that's the case, we have a question. Because Rabbi Shimon says that Kacha Nachri could Kacha Yisrael. The question is that Rav Shimon holds that there is no din apostle, noiser, and tamei by carbon oila, even by kach Yisrael, a gemara that Rav Shimon holds that way, a gemara masechta krisis. So now we have a question: if Rav Shimon is going to hold that the only carbon a nachri could bring is a carbon oila, and if Rav Shimon holds as Tosfos that carbon is not subject to all these halachas anyway, that there's no pigel nois with tamei by carbon oila. So how are we to understand, as Tosfos, the statement Rav Shimon just made? Rav Shimon just made a statement that the nachri does all the halachas that apply by carbon Yisrael apply by carbon nachri. The nachri doesn't bring a carbon that has these halachas. So the simplest teretz is that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yosef Glili, who in that Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel actually holds that a Nachri could bring also a carbon shlomim. So once Rav Shimon holds that a Nachri could also bring a carbon shlomim, it's most understandable. The other explanation that's offered is that the reason Rav Shimon holds that there's no Isser, Pigel, and Noiser by carbon oila, because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Because since the carbon oila is already not allowed to be eaten, as we often say about the carbon oila, kolol tia, it should be completely burnt, like sa'icho, so then you can't have another isser, ein isser chalal isser, that will tell us you may not eat it. We already may not eat it. He says that that's only by a carbon oila that a Yisrael brings. But a carbon oila that a Nachri brings, midaraisa, there is no isser to eat from a carbon oila, chiddush. There is no issa to eat from a carbon oila brought by a nachri. If that's the case, Rav Shimon would agree that the carbon nachri should be subject to pigel noisa v'tamei. But as we're learning now, and as we're going to continue learning, it's quite obvious that a nachri could bring a carbon. But the question is that we have also learned that who is supposed to do the shechita of a carbon? The shechita of a carbon is supposed to be done by the owner of the carbon, or by his shliach. In this case, where Nachri brings the carbon, there's two issues. The first issue is that, of course, the Nachri himself may not be a shaychet, and moreover, ein shlichus lakum. So the Nachri is not an individual who could appoint the shliach. So if that's the case, how will this carbon ever get slaughtered? Another question is that even if we say yesh shlichus lakum, that the halacha is still, because that's a subject that often comes up in Shas, that halacha, even if we hold yesh shlichus lakum, you only can have shlichus in a situation where the mishaleach, the person who's appointing the shliach, is able to do it. And now shlichus says that if shlucha shladam k'moisai, that the Nachri will do it on behalf, the shliach will do it on behalf of the mishaleach. But if the nachri, who's the mishaleach, can't do it, he can't appoint a shliachus. So if that's the case, it must be that there's another question that comes up, and that is the kohanim, as they do their avoda. Are they shluche the don, or are they shluche the don, the shluchim of Klal Yisrael, bringing the kabbanos on their behalf, or are they shluche the rachmanim, they were appointed to this position by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that a nachri could bring a carbon, and the fact that the kohen will shech the carbon and do all the avoid on the carbon on behalf of the nachri should clearly be an indication that the kohanim are shluchei derachmanim. So the Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, to answer this question, says that the way to understand the halacha, that the carbon is supposed to be slaughtered by the owner of the carbon, and if he doesn't want to slaughter it, he could appoint the shliach. That's only by a carbon that's being brought by Yisrael. But a carbon that's being brought by a nachri, it's not just, it's a nachri bringing the carbon. Of course it's a nachri bringing the carbon. It's an entirely different type of a carbon. And the halacha that the owner of the carbon should shecht it, or his designee should be the one to say shecht it, was only said by a carbon to Yisrael. Another teretz that some suggest, that the halacha of kachim are different than all other halachas, meaning that in all other areas of halacha, we have this discussion that we, this is some seifus teretz, we had this discussion that we just had, are the nachrim, are the kanim shluchid don, are the kanim shluchid rachmana, how is the nachri able to bring a carbon if he can't be the shaychit? That's all by all other areas of halacha. But when we speak about kachim have a new, considered different altogether. And therefore kachim are considered different, and the halachas and the limitations that we have in hilchos shlichus won't apply by kachim altogether. Another teretz that the Pnei Yeshua suggests, it says, it's very interesting, says the Pnei Yeshua. If you look in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk from which we learn that a Nachri could bring a carbon, it doesn't say the Veshachat. A carbon that's brought by Yisrael, it says the word Veshachat. It doesn't say that by the carbon of a Nachri, indicating that this halacha of Shechita, that the owner of the carbon should shech the carbon, doesn't apply by the carbon of a Nachri. Another teretz, which I saw, which I think was what the Magna tries to say, that even if there's a question by all kabbanis how to view the role of the kohen, if there's shluchei the don or shluchei the rachmana, that's only by a carbon brought by Yisrael. By a carbon brought by a nachri, there's no question that there's shluchei the rachmana. And therefore, there's no question. The another teretz is, which is really not today's sugya. As we mentioned a moment ago, there's a question in all areas of halacha: do we say shluchei didon or shluchei derachmanim? So I saw that the Samach Chronim explained that we always view that question as a question of absolutes, either the shluchei de don or the shluchei de rachmanim. But there are some achronim that want to suggest that never was there a havamina that they should not be shluchei de rachmanim. The question that comes up is, are they also shluchei de don, or are they only shluchei de rachmanim, or are they also shluchei de don? If that's the way to understand the question, everything changes. And the way we'll understand is as follows. Under normal circumstances, by Yisrael, the shluchei de rachmana, and of course there's a question, are they shluchei de don as well? By a nachri, they will be considered strictly shluchei de rachmana, the kohanim. If they're considered shluchei de rachmana, all the questions that we discussed won't be relevant. The question when the Gemara says Ein chayavan lav b'shem pig, when the Mishnah says Ein chayavan b'shem pigel, the question that the Achronim debate is, will the carbon be possel? In other words, there's a machshavas chutz l'zmanay regarding this carbon. So it's not pigel, as we just learned in the Mishnah. Kotche ayud kechavim Ein chayavan lav b'shem pigel, but will it be possel? The opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael is that not only is it not pigel, but it's not possel either. Whereas the opinion of the Miches Chinuch is that it's not pigel, but it's possel. When we say noiser, the halacha is that if a carbon was left past the time it's supposed to be eaten, it becomes noiser. Or the Amrim, that were put on the Mizbeach past the time they were supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, they become noiser. Again, says the Miches Chinuch, what does that mean? But the Mishnah says that doesn't apply by the carbon of a Nachri. Says the Miches Chinuch, it doesn't mean that there is no Issa Noiser by the carbon of a Nachri. He says, of course, there's an Issa Noiser by the carbon of a Nachri. What the Mishnah means to say is that if Chas V'Shalom, somebody eats Noiser of a carbon, there's a Chiyuv Karis. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that by the noiser of a carbon nachri, if somebody chas v'shalom were to eat it, they won't be chayiv karis for eating it. Tamei, the posh pshat is that if somebody eats kachim that became tamei, he's chayiv karis or b'mezid and b'shogi he's chayiv chatis. By kachim of the kachavim, there is no chayiv karis of chayiv chatis. The Miches Chinuch points out that not only is that the halacha by kachim that become tamei, but if the kachim of the kachavim, somebody eats the kachim of the kachavim, there is no malchus. But again, points out the Miches Chinuch that what the Mishnah means to say is that the oinish, the special oinish that the Torah prescribes for different aveiros involving kachim, don't apply to a nachri. But it's not to mean, says the Miches Chinuch, that the iser that there is on a tamei eating kachim, this that there is to eat kachim that became tamei, do not apply to a nachri. Of course, they apply to the carbon of a nachri as well. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, kachim of the kachavim, the kachim of a nachri, loy nenim, one may not have personal benefit from them. However, v'loy ma'alan, the loch of mila, if somebody has somebody benefits from kachim, don't apply by a nachri's carbon. Furthermore, v'en chayv yavan aleim, there is no chiv by the carbon of a nachri. Mishum pigel nois v'tamei, v'en ois and tamura, we've often discussed and will continue discussing the halacha of tamura. The Torah says, lo yamirenu, one should not substitute a carbon. But if Hame Yom Yirenu, if you do so, Vayuhu Usmarasa Yer Kodesh, the second animal is Kodesh, and the original animal remains Kodesh as well. That halacha doesn't apply by the carbon of a Nachri. Ve'emavi in the Sachem, when a carbon of a Nachri is brought, we don't bring the Sachem along with it, as we discussed in our previous year, that the Sachem are brought along with the Kabanas, different Nesachim with different requirements based on the carbon, based on the animal. Avol karbonon tor Nesachim de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that even though we don't bring along the Nesachim, they have to have Nesachim. We'll speak in Mitzvah what that means. Amar Reb Yossi Royani Bekolon Lahachmer. I treat all Nachri's karbonas like I treat the carbon of a Yisrael. Shenema Behen, because the Pasuk says regarding the carbon that a Nachri brings, Ish Ish mi beis Yisrael, man ager b'Yisrael, ashi Yaakov kabanah l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisom, ashi krivu l'Hashem l'oilo. So we see, says Rabbi Yossi, that the Pasuk calls their kabanas kachi Hashem. The Pasuk, by calling those kabanas kachi Hashem, means that they have all the lachos of a regular carbon. Continues the Gemara, b'med v'amurim, when was this said? B'kachi mizbeach, when the Nachri donated a carbon, an animal that's going to be brought as a carbon. Avo the kachi by the kabayis. If the nochri donated something for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, on that money, the halacha will be me'al behem, the subject to me'ila. And we'll discuss that halacha too. Begins the Gemara le'nen of le'malen. One may not have personal benefit from the carbon of a nochri, but if he chas v'shalom did, there is no issa de mila daraisa. And the Braisa explains, as we just said, le'nenen, the halacha that we're not allowed to benefit from it, is a din the rabbanon v'le'malen, but there's no mi'ila daraisa. Because says the Gemara, chet chet mitruma. We learn a gzeri shava from truma. The betruma ksiv, in the pasha truma, it says, v'lo yichalos kachim b'nei Yisrael, esa sheyirimu l'Hashem. So we see from there that the halacha of truma applies only by Yisrael. It's kachim b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichavim. These halachas don't apply by a nachri. Actually, the Mishnah in Temura, Masechta Trumas, Paragimel Mishnah Tes, says that that's the opinion of Rav Shimon. But the Tanakam in that Mishnah says that Trumas and Truma, Umaisrois and Maisa, that the Truma that they take, that a Nochri takes, has the halacha of Truma, does have the halacha of Truma and Maisa. When we say that Nochrim are excluded, the Tanakama says, it means that the Nochri, going back to something we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, the halacha is that somebody could appoint a Shliach to take Truma on his behalf. A Nochri cannot be the Shliach to take off Truma from Yisrael's produce. But if a Nochri takes Truma from his own produce, the Tanakama holds that it would be considered Truma to the degree that Yisrael is not allowed to eat that Truma, to the degree that if somebody ate the Truma, he's chayv to add a chaymish. But Rav Shimon says that there is no Truma by a Nochri. The Braisa continued to teach us, Vein chayov and alov, Mishon pigel nois v'tamei. Ask the Gemara my tama, Dasa pigel ova v'noiser. We learned halacha pigel from noiser. Vasa noiser, then we learned halacha of noiser, chil il metuma, from the halacha of tuma, ubetumaksiv, and when we speak about hilchos tuma, the pasuk says, "V'yinazrim mekachim b'nei Yisrael, v'yilachalos kachay Hashem magdishim li'ani Hashem." From there, we learn v'loy avdei kachavim. So we learn a gzeirah shava that all these halachas apply by a nachri. Continues the brisa, v'enos and tamura. The carbon that a nachri donates is not subject to the halachas of tamura. Says the Ramai Tama. Says the Ramai, this is Tamura Lamaisa Behema. Tamura is connected in the Torah to Maisa Behema. And in Maisa Behema it says, V'loim Yirenu, Vim Hama Yirenu, as we said, the Pasuk says regarding tomorrow, Tamura, V'hayahu Smarasa Yir Kaddish La Yigoyal. On Maisa Behema Iskish Lamaisa Dogen. On Maisa Dogen Ksiv, Kes Masa B'nai Yisrael. And from here we learn, the Maisa doesn't apply to Nachrim, and since it doesn't apply to Nachrim, we extend it to Tamura. But as the Gemara, we've learned that in Hilchos Kachim, when we learn Kachim, there are special rules that are established about what are legitimate Darkei Halimud, what are legitimate ways of learning. So as the Gemara, by Kachim we cannot learn a double Hekish. And therefore, in our Gemara, that we're learning the Maisa Behema, is how do we know the Maisa Behema? It doesn't apply by Nachrim. We can't use it. We learn it through a Hekish. So how can we go and extend it to Temura? Answers the Gemara, what is the source for all of this? Maisa Dogen. The taking of Maisa from produce. Maisa produce is not considered Kachim. It's chulin. So if it's chulin, then the rule of a double hekish being unacceptable would not apply. Says the Gemara, there are different perspectives on what makes it into a double hekish or what makes it into kachim. So that we look at what was the original source, and the original source of this halacha is Maisa Dogen, and was saying that Maisa Dogen is not Hegdish, it's Chulin, And therefore, the rule of a double hekesh isn't applicable. It could be learned. Fantastic. We don't look at the original source. We look at the Talmud, what we're trying to learn. So we're trying to learn halachas that apply to kachim. If we're trying to learn halachas that apply to kachim, and a double hekesh is unacceptable, we're back to where we started. Ma'ik lemeimer, says the Gemara, El ma'isa behemah chavish en kavaya lezman. This ma'isa behemah, unlike other kabbanas, doesn't have a specific time. When you have animals, you have to take off. When you have animals, that you take it off. But again, it's important to point out that that's only with the rice, not with the rabbanon. And there's a rule that chayvish ein loizman kavu yisrael maisi of the chavim loy maisi, and therefore they're excluded from this carbon. We don't need to have a double hekesh. We learned further, ve'imavi in the sochem, the nachrim don't bring nesachim as a carbon. So there's important to frame this properly. When the Gemara says they don't bring nesachim, is that the halach is that somebody could bring a carbon, mechus nesachim, we've learned. You could bring a carbon which is just a nesachim. Nachrim, when they bring a carbon, don't bring, cannot bring a carbon nesachim. Why? So the Braisa explains, Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, after the Pasuk teaches us the Halacha of Nesachim, says the Pasuk, Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha, Es Eilil Hakrav Ishireich Nechayich L'Shem. Ezrach, says the Gemara, from here we learn Ezrach, which is a citizen of Klal Yisrael, Mevi Nesachim, Ve'inav D'Kachavim Mevi Nesachim. Yochol, as we just said, like Te'elosa Tuna Nesachim. Does that mean that when he brings the carbon, and everybody agrees, as we've been learning, that a Nachri could bring a carbon Oila? So does that mean if he brings the carbon Oila, he doesn't bring along the Nesachim with it? Tamalaymer, the Pasuk says, Kacha Ya'asa L'Shar Echad, that we learn that he has to bring the Nesachim. Now, there's many different approaches how to understand this. Rashi understands that when Nachri brings a carbon oil, he has to bring the Sochem, just like when Yisroel brings a carbon oil. So Rashi's opinion is that if a Nachri brought a carbon and he sent along with his carbon the Sochem, then that's going to be used as the Nesachim for that carbon. But if he didn't send along the Sochem, then we take from the Tzibur, we take from the community, and that's what will be used for the Nesachim of the carbon of a Nachri. There's another pshat that says that under all circumstances, when a Nachri sends a carbon, we don't want to accept his Nesachim. And since we don't want to accept his Nesachim, under all circumstances, the Tzibur's funds are used to bring the Nesachim of a Nachri. The Rambam's opinion is that that the carbon of the Nachri requires are brought from the Tzibur. The Shita gives a different opinion, that the Nachri can bring the Nesachim, but whereas when a Yisrael brings a carbon, we demand that he bring the Nesachim that the Torah requires be brought with the carbon. By a Nachri, we don't demand. And if the Nachri did not bring the Nesachim, then we'll prepare for him. Amar Rabbi Yossi, we learned further than the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, Ro'ani b'kum l'hachmer. I treat all the kabbanis of a Nachri like the carbon of a Yisrael. And the Braisa continued, when the Braisa was discussing, is there Me'ila or is there no Me'ila by the carbon of a Nachri? Said the Braisa, that there's no mi'ila midaraisa by the carbon of a Nachri, b'kachim is bayach, when he donated an animal which is going to be brought as a carbon by kachim by the kabayis, there is mi'ila even by the kachim of a Nachri. Ask the Gemara, my tama, what is the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion who differentiates between mi'ila of kachim is bayach versus the mi'ila of kachim by the kabayis? Says the Gemara, Kesavar, Rav Shimon's opinion is, Ki gama mi'ila chet chet mitruma, We learned earlier in explaining this halacha that the reason the carbon of a nakri is excluded from me'ila, because we learned the gzeirah shav from truma, so we learn it that it has to be similar to truma. Dumya the truma, the kedusha, kedusha saguf. When we think about truma is something that has an inherent kedusha. Av kedushas by the kabayis. When we speak about kedushas by the kabayis, there, even we don't have this gzeirah shava, and therefore, since it doesn't have the special gzeirah shava, it will not have the exclusion that there's no me'ila by it. And Rav Cheskel Abramsky's Zatzal, in a sefer Zonya Cheskel, tries to explain, I think, that the underlying question that he's coming to address is that we know that Kedushas Aguf, Kedushas Mizbeach, is always a higher level Kedusha than Kedushas by the Kabayis. And here we're learning that we're treating the Kedushas, the Kachi by the Kabayis, more seriously than we're treating the Kedushas, the Kachi Guf, and saying that there is Mila by Kachi by the Kabayis, and there is no Mila by something that has Kedushas Aguf. Says the Chazon Yecheskel. What is the Issa Mila? The Issa Mila is that you're having by the Issa Mila that we have by something which is Kedushas Aguf versus the Issa Mila that we have by something which is Kedushas by the Kabayis is an entirely different type of Mila. By Mila of a carbon, the reason that there's an Issa Mila is because you're having benefit from something that's a carbon. And since the carbon of a nakhri is a lower level carbon, since it's a lower level carbon, there is no me'ila. Whereas, when you have benefit from something that belongs to Badak Abayis, the issa me'ila there is because you're having hanah from something that belongs to Hegdish. And the fact that it was a nakhri donated at the Hegdish, or it was a Yisrael that donated it to Hegdish, is immaterial. Under both circumstances, Badak Abayis belongs to the Nachri, and since under both circumstances the Bed Kabayis belongs to Hegdish, you're not allowed to have enough from something that belongs to Hegdish. Tana Bonin, Dam Shenitma, if the Dam of a carbon became Tamei Vizarka, and there's still the Kayin put it on the Mizbeach, the Loch is if you did it B'Shogig, Hortza. As we, of course, have learned that we're not allowed to put anything that's Tamei on the Mizbeach. But b'di'evid, if it was done, it's acceptable. And as we learned previously, because there's a concept of ritzui tzitz. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears makes that if you put something tamei on the mizbeach, that it's going to be acceptable. Actually, the halacha is that halacha applies under all circumstances, whether it was put on the mizbeach b'shoigig or whether it was put on the mizbeach b'mezit. Chazal made a gzeira that if it was put on b'mezid, the tzitz, we will not accept the tzitz. B'shagig, we've accepted in Torah. B'mezid lo hortza. But it's a very interesting halacha based on what we just said. Because now we have sort of a dilemma. On one hand, midaraisa, the tzitz worked. Because the Torah says that the tzitz works under all circumstances. Chacham said it doesn't work. If Chacham say it doesn't work, does that mean you bring another carbon? They can't tell you to bring another carbon, because if you're not obligated to bring the carbon, you're not allowed to bring the carbon. And that's why many Rishonim suggest that when it says, "Mezid lo hortza," doesn't mean that the carbon is not effective. What it means is that you now, if it's a carbon that is the type of a carbon that the meat of that carbon may be eaten, the meat of this carbon will not be allowed to be eaten. This was all said by a carbon yachid. Aval the tzibur, a carbon tzibur. Bein b'shagig, bein b'mezid. The halacha is hortza, the tzitz is going to be meratzah. And the halacha will be that you'll be even allowed to eat it if it was brought to mezid. The reason Rashi explains we're more lenient by carbon tzibur, because by tzibur there's a concept of tumah hotra b'tzibur. So we see that the iser tumah is not as severe by a tzibur. Tosfos explains that it was a special din the rabbanon that by shogig it should not work, because Chazal were concerned that otherwise people will be lax when it comes to being concerned about bringing a carbon betumah. But we're only concerned that people will be lax by a carbon that's being brought by a yochid. A carbon that's being brought by the tzibur, we don't have to be concerned about that. It continues the Gemara, but a carbon that's brought by Oiv Kachavim, Bein Bishayig, Bein Bemezid, by Hurtza, that the halacha is, it won't be effective. There's a question how to approach this. The Brisker Rav tries to understand how to approach it. One way of approaching what the Gemara just said is that the halacha of Ritzi Tzitz, that the halacha that the tzitz has this ability to be meratzah, is only said to Yisraelim, not to Nachrim. That's one way of learning the Gemara. Another way of approaching the Gemara is that it's not a din in the tzitz, it's a din in the carbon. That the carbon of a Nachri is not a carbon that is subject to Ritzi Tzitz. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbana Kamed Rav Papa. So says the Gemara, this halacha was said over to Rav Papa, and he says, Kaman, who is the author of this opinion? Like Rav Yossi, doesn't follow the Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi has been teaching us throughout our shir, Bekulan and the Rayon Lachmer, that Rav Yossi treats the Kabbanis of a Nachri similar to the Kabbanis of a Yisrael. To which the Gemara says, Amalu Rav Papa said, I feel Tem Rav Yossi. Shani Hassan, when we speak about doing Zrik Stam on Dam, that's Tomei, Dam Akra, the pasuk says, "V'ha'yu metzach Aaron, v'nasa Aaron savayin hakotchim shekdishim bnei Yisrael l'chom matis kotcheim v'ha'yu metzach tamid l'rotz l'hem l'fnei Hashem." We learn from here, l'hem only is for the Yisraelim, for lo yilayv the kachavim. From here, we learn that this is a halacha that only applies to Klal Yisrael. Amlei Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nosna Rav Papa elami ato. If that's the way that we're going to learn. When the pasuk says "V'inozim mikotchim bnei Yisrael v'leichal shkseim kotchi Hashem magdishim," which is the pasuk that teaches us that there is a concern when a carbon is brought betumah, so ask the Gemara, why don't we learn Haim that the whole halacha of tumah only applies by klais of live chavim? If you're going to use Haim as a limud, you should use it all the way as a limud, says the Gemara. Ella Amar of Ashi Amakra. The pasuk says by the halacha of tzitz by amitzchet tamer l'rotzon lahem. The point of the tzitz is l'rotzon, and says the Gemara. Nachrim are not in the parsha of being individuals that are bnei hatzah. So our Gemara just discussed the halacha of a nachri. Our Gemara just discussed the halacha of a Nachri bringing Kabbonis. And there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Shal Tshuva, Igros Moshe, Eir Chaim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Ches. Again, the Shailas and the tshuvas, we just see the tshuva, we don't see the Shaila. But it's quite obvious that the question is, should we support that there should be prayer for Nachrim in the schools, or we should avoid tefillah for Nachrim? So Moshe establishes that there is no chiyuv tefillah. Jew is mechuyev to daven every day. A Nachri doesn't have that obligation. He says, but still, when a Nachri davens, he has a mitzvah. And then he goes on to say that, of course, how can we suggest that a Nachri has a chiyuv to daven? We know the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin identifies what are the Zay Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they're not included, davening, tefillah is not included in those Zay Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So he wants to suggest that still we know that one of the Zay Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is having a Munah in Hashem. Having a Munah included in having an Munah in Hashem means that you turn to Hashem when you have any needs. So the question is, so maybe they have to daven. And then he wants to suggest that the chi of davening is a very different type of davening than our davening. They daven when they need something. We daven under all circumstances. And therefore, he says, particularly quoting the Maral, who says that Klal Yisrael has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Nokrim don't have. And therefore, it's best to avoid having them daven. The Shailach Shuvas Mishnah Alochis also discusses this question, Chel Yud Gamel Simeches, and he uses what we just learned, because our Gemara just said, the Nochrim Lav Bnei Hatzoninu. A fundamental part to davening is that's L'Rotzen, that we're trying to accomplish that there should be Rotzen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Nochrim Lav Bnei Hatzor, and therefore there's no point in davening. The Ramah in Yoyredeus Simen Reish Nun Dalet Sif Beis teaches us, Apish Emekabim Tztokim and Agoyim, even though we don't accept stock from Goyim, Im Noidvim Dovel Beis HaKnesses, if they donate something to Beis HaKnesses, Mekabim Oysim Mehem, we accept it from them. But then, continues the Ramah, Avo Hamnamumer, a Jew who is an Apikiris Rachman al Atzlan, such a Jew, he says, from such a Jew, he says, "Ein mekablim afilu nedar medarvus lebeis knesses." We don't accept anything. So the question is that what's the difference? The Taz says between stoka and nedarim and nedarvus. Nedarim and nedarvus don't come lekapora, and therefore, since they don't come lekapora, we can accept it from a nachri. Stoka, which is something which comes l'kaporo, we do not accept. Another explanation is, we don't want to have to rely on the nachri. And therefore, tztaka, which the community needs, people, unfortunately, the community need, should not be taken from a nachri. Whereas nadarim v'nadavis is not something that is necessary, and therefore, could be accepted from a nachri. But then there are many paiskim that suggest that even though the Ramah is being lenient and accepting nedarim v'nedarvus l'beis haknesses, if they want to donate money to the building of a shul, to the upkeep of a shul, it's a chil Hashem to ask money from a nachri for your beis haknesses. If he donates on his own, we're allowed to take. That's the opinion of Davni Tzedek. Others say that by tztaka, there's an element of chil Hashem by asking from a nachri. That means we can't take care of our own. But by nedarim v'nedavis, we are even allowed to ask from a nachri. Says the Mishnah, Dvarim she'ein chayav alam shum pigel. There, as we've identified in our shurim, there are different parts of kachim that are not subject to chos pigel, the kaimitz, the levina, the k'tairis, chayav alam shum noiser. But there is a chiv noiser on them, umashum tuma, that is halacha of tuma, chutz min adam, that on the dam, all these halachas don't apply, as we will see in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Mechayiv, Rav Shimon says, this chorus, b'dovish adarkin lechel, but something that's meant to be eaten. Aval etzim v'levoina, since the etzim and the levoina and the k'tairis are all things that are not meant to be eaten, en chayav alam shum tuma, there's no chiv of tuma by them. Even though Rav Shimon only spoke about tuma, many Rishonim suggest that the same halacha that he said regarding tuma will apply regarding noiser and pigel. Others don't agree. Tan Rabbana begins the brisa. Yochel lo yechiyavim mishum tuma el davish yesh loy matirin bein laodim bein lamizbeach. That just like we've learned by hilchas pigel, the only something which becomes mutter through an act on something else is subject to Hichos Pigel, we would consider that so too is the halacha by Tuma, Vidinu, and we could get to that conclusion logically. Or Masa Pigel Shu Bekviya. The halacha is that somebody, Chas V'Shalom, eats Pigel, the carbon, the Issa Pigel, plies by whether He's a poor person that brought a carbon that brings the same carbon as a wealthy person. And knowing that as soon as you become aware that you did the Avera, you're going to have to bring, you have to bring the carbon. That, and there's never a time that we're allowed to eat carbon which is pigal. As we keep on repeating, the halacha of davar sheyesh lo matirin is an essential halacha hilchos pigul. When we speak about davar sheyesh lo matirin bein lo adam bein lo mizbeach tuma, which is she boil of yared, we know that if somebody enters the Beis Hamikdash or eats kachim when he's tamei and he wasn't aware of it, the halacha is that he brings a carbon oil of yared. It doesn't bring the same carbon under all circumstances. It depends on his financial situation. There's a special halacha that you're only chayiv by carbon oil of yared if you were aware before the Avera that this was tamei, that you were tamei, and after the Avera you're aware, become aware again, which is not the halacha by all other Averas. We know that by tumah there's a din of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Ain't a din. So certainly this halacha that we just learned that applies by pigul should apply by tumah, and the halacha ought to be shayna chayiv al davar sheyesh lo matirin bein adam el mizbeach. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says by tumah v'yinozim kachim b'nei yisrael v'lo yilchalu shem kachim yashem magdishim li, all kachim have the din of tumah. Yochel miyad, maybe we would say what that right away. That halacha, that davar sheyesh lo matirin, that yichai b'tuma, should be even applicable before you brought up all the parts of the carbon. Tamalayma yikrav, that only the pasuk says, we'll read the words, emalayim lo deyosechem, kolish yishyikim because of rechem al kachem, v'tumasa olav anikrasa nefeshim b'fnei Hashem. And the Gemara explains, Arab Lezer, says the Gemara, the pasuk says, yikrav, that if somebody whose tamei touches kachim b'chayiv, but that's the question. V'chiyesh negeish u'chayiv. Is that true that just if somebody touches kachim when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis? And mal tamal on yikra, b'huch shel kar v'kos medaber. The pasuk's teaching us we're talking about kachim that could have been brought on the mizbeach. We're talking about kachim that are eligible to be eaten. Haketzat yesh lematirim if the dam was brought, was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and therefore the rest of the carbon could be put on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon could be eaten. Then, if you're going to eat it when you're tamei, then yikruv matirim. She'en lematirim, in the case where they're completely burnt, they're mishikach b'keli, as soon as they're put into the keli, they're going to be subject to chustama. Ask the Gemara, ashkhan tuma, nois menolan. How do we know that the halach of Noiser is not collected to the halach that we're learning about davar sheyesh lo matirin? And Noiser applies by all kabbanas. Asa chil chil matama. Ask the Gemara, but instead of learning from tuma, leil of oven, oven me pigul, why don't we learn from pigul? And as I saw many Rishonim say that the Gemara could have asked the question even stronger, because we have a rule in Shas. When you can be makish something lakula, or you can makish lachumra, we're always makish lachumra. So instead of learning from tumah lakula, why don't we learn from pigul lachumra? Says the Gemara, mistabra mitumah avala melef. It makes more sense to learn from tumah. Shikain gezel simon. And tumah and noiser and tumah have all these following common denominators. Guf, noiser and tumah are something that happens to the animal, to the carbon itself. Pigul is external. Zrika, tumah, noiser and tumah is not tumah. By noiser and tumah, it's not zrika that causes the isser. By pigul, we always understand that carbon only becomes pigul after the zrika sadam. Chilul, by noiser and tumah, the Torah uses the word chilul. By pigul, the Torah does not use the word pigul. But ask the Gemara, Adrabba, the pigul avalel melef, if we're looking for some more common denominators, suggests the Gemara there are more common denominators between Tuma, the more common denominators between Noiser and Pigel. Shekein, Hutar, the Halach is Noiser and Pigel. There's never an exception. There's no Hurt Mechlola. By Tuma, we know there's a rule of Tuma Tzibur. Tzitz. The tzitz doesn't help you for Noiser and Pigel, but it does help you for Tuma. Tahor. The Halach is in Pashas, Pigel and Noiser, with Pashas, Pigel and Noiser was set to Tahirim. Pashas, Tuma was only obviously set to Tumeim. Bezman, Noiser and Pigel are Isurim that are connected to time. Pigel means Yad HaMachshav HaChutzul Zmanoi, and Noiser means that you left the carbon past the right time. Karev. When we speak about Noiser and Pigel, the issue is that it's something that was brought Betuma, that was brought the wrong way. When we speak about Tuma, it's not speaking about the carbon. We're not speaking about the carbon. We're speaking about the person who brought it. And therefore, and asked the Gemara, and we're looking for more common denominators for Hani and Nefishin. The more common denominators between Noiser and Pigel versus Noiser and Tuma. So why are we learning the halach of Tuma from Noiser? We should learn it from Pigel. Answers the Gemara, El Medetani Levi. The reason we learn it is this way, the Tani Levi, the pasuk says, V'yinoz mekotche b'nai Yisrael, b'nai sh'ap p'sul z'man ha'kos medaber. How do we know that this pasuk is teaching us also regarding it's a nicer? Tamalayma v'loi chalus es kotche Hashem akdishim li'ni Hashem, b'shnei chalulim ha'kos medaber. The pasuk uses the lashon chilulin, v'loi chalalu, lashon rabim. So here we learn echa psol noiser vecha psol tamei, that there's no din of that you need to have a matir that they should be applicable.